This podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network.
Welcome to Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. We are so glad you're here to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families. So sit back, relax, connect, and enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today we wanted to talk about a really cute subject. I titled the subject, "What do we do if we have six bacteria out of balance in our throat?" I know it sounds kind of funny. Well, welcome everyone. I'm Ashley Lee of Ashley Lee Healing, and I'm the founder of Center for Conscious Kids. And today I really wanted to focus on, I work on helping a lot of practitioners come into Center for Conscious Kids to really illustrate and list and share with everyone all the special and amazing gifts that they provide in their healthcare practice and providing help and support from wellness and helping their physical bodies become as healthy as they can be, helping the kids and helping families. And what I wanted to talk about today and focus on today was areas of healthcare and how do you pick the type of healthcare that you need. So, for example, if you have six bacteria out of balance in your body, where would you go for healthcare? Who even notices six bacteria out of balance in your body? Well, in my practice, everyone, just about, notices six bacteria out of balance because they're highly sensitive and they can feel their bodies change and adjust and either come into greater senses of balance or get out of balance. They feel that very deeply. And so many of the children that come into my office, for example, they come in and they go, "My throat hurts. I have the flu." And I said, "So wait a second. Let's tune into your body. Let's figure that out. Which pathogen is out of balance with your body?" Well, in this case, I had an 11-year-old boy come in many years ago and he said, "I have the flu." And I said, "Really? I'm not sure that you have the flu. Let's check it out. Let's see what's going on." So we checked in with his body and he had bacteria out of balance in his throat. And guess what? We checked into how many bacteria it was because he really didn't look that sick. He wasn't feverish. He didn't have he had a sore throat, but he didn't have, you know, swelling or pus or different things stuck in the throat like we normally do when we get sick with our throat. So I asked his body how many bacteria are out of balance in his throat. And the answer was six, only six bacteria. So who can feel that? The highly sensitive people can feel that. When they can feel that, they really feel sick. Really, just as sick as someone who has 600,000 bacteria out of balance in the throat. You know, those people that look really sick, that are feverish, that can't get up, can't get out of bed, can't go to work, can't go to school. You look in their throat, it's red, it's inflamed, it's swollen, the tonsils are swollen. You may see pus or other ways of determining that there's bacteria in the back of the throat that are out of balance. So I wanted to talk about this today because I have noticed within my practice and then my practice and my work at the hospital is to determine where is it when people are sick or feel out of balance, where do they need to go to get the most optimal health care that they can? So I wanted to talk about that today in greater depth and greater understanding. So for example, the person who has 600,000 bacteria out of balance in their body, their treatment plan is a little different from the one who has six bacteria out of balance in their body. Okay, everyone following? So what do? A lot of times when we have the person who has six bacteria out of balance in their throat, what happens is that they get underestimated that they're really sick, that they're having a problem, that they have needs that need to be taken care of. But they really do. Because that person noticed at the very, very, very beginning that they were ill, that they're out of balance, that things are not going well. Okay? So when that happens is they need health care and medical care too, just as another person does. But it's a different kind of process. It's a different kind of medical care. And so what I wanted to say was, let's talk about those three different types of medical care or health care that can be provided for people. There's allopathic medicine, which is what we would call Western medicine. It's a lot of Western medicine is disease-based medicine. It captures, it diagnoses, it runs lab values and all of those things to determine when somebody is diseased, ill, or has a condition that they didn't notice that they had. It captures it during the disease state and then works on that level of medicine, works on shifting and changing you back to a healthier state. Then there's another level. We call that functional medicine. So functional medicine is where we feel sick or we feel something coming on, a little bit more than 6 bacteria in the throat, maybe 60,000 bacteria in the throat, right? And I want to talk about that just for a minute. When we have 600,000 bacteria out of balance in our body, we really have a lot of tissue damage that was caused by that bacterial overgrowth, right? When we have 6 bacteria out of balance, we have much less, if any, tissue damage that's happened to the throat. So the way that we take care of the throat, the way that we take care of removing the bacteria is a very different treatment plan. So I wanted people to notice the differences. So many people are sensitive enough to notice when they really are getting kind of sick. Something's happening and something's changing. So a lot of times even going to functional medicine. Now, what is functional medicine? Functional medicine, for example, is also known as alternative medicine. So it's acupuncture. It's chiropractic care. Many, many, many different aspects. It's tinctures. It's homeopathy, although homeopathy also goes into energy. See, there's different levels and layers of medical care or health care that we can do. So what I'm going to do is from this podcast, I'm going to make a blog that discovers all the different types of health care and how in which you intervene and where you go to get that certain level. So, for example, functional medicine is also Chinese herbs, other forms of processes that you take orally or someone does or works with your body to help shift that ill state or disease state out of your body and moves it out for health and healing. Then there's the level of energy medicine or energy healing. And this level is a lot of times where it's not really all the way in the body yet. It's in our energetic bodies, the discordance or the ill state. And what happens with that is those are the highly sensitive people that notice that their energy is off, that something's wrong, something's out of balance, something's not working well. And so it's favorable for them to seek energy support when it doesn't look like they're really sick yet, because Western medicine may not diagnose it or see it or understand it because they have systems in place to check for and diagnose and understand disease states. But there are disease states where there's tissue damage already happening in the body. Energetically, when people feel out of balance, their disease states and tissue damage hasn't happened yet in their body. So Western medicine may not find it or understand how to work with it. So therefore, those people aren't going to get really their needs met in Western medicine because it hasn't fully manifested in the body as a full tissue damage or disease state. So what I want to suggest is there's energy healing also that's available for the highly sensitives that feel out of balance. It helps their needs. It returns them back to balance. It also teaches them how to support themselves so that when they get 6 bacteria out of balance, they know how to do it without the help of the energy healer. So, for example, let's go back to the 11-year-old that came into my office. So he was really cute. I said, so what your body is also saying energetically is that you need to drink more water. You need to eat a little bit better food than all the junk food that's been, you've been eating. Because what that did was that set him in motion for a little bit of starting to get into a disease state. So that's why those bacteria started to get out of balance in his body. I said also, which was interesting, because I have intuitive skills, his body showed me that he was screaming the night before at the football game. So I said, okay, so a little screaming, a little dehydration, a little poor eating, maybe a little less sleep, that all contributed to starting to have his body start to become out of balance. So he said, so wonderful. So we did the energy healing work. We moved those bacteria out of his body, and he felt better. And then he understood better senses of self-care to support himself so that those bacteria, on another occasion, when they got out of balance, he knew how to treat them. He could do simple remedies also, too, like gargling with salt water or other things that aren't as significant as if someone came in with 600,000 bacteria out of balance in the throat, which does require a whole different sort of treatment plan in supporting that, of not only getting the bacteria out, but then restoring the damaged tissue that the bacteria had affected. Okay? So I wanted to explain to everyone that that makes sense. So when does someone go for functional medicine? Well, a lot of times when they are happening to have an owie or a state of illness, and it kind of gets better, and then it doesn't get better, and then it gets a little better, and then it comes back the next week again. So those sort of sometimes chronic states that aren't diseased yet but still feel out of balance, those are where functional medicine can come into play too, where we can get adjustments with a chiropractic care, for example, for structural and nervous system integration. What can happen too is, let's say there are mental and emotional states that are involved in not feeling really good. So cranial sacral work, massage work, acupuncture, all of those types of things can support too in the realm of functional medicine. So I wanted to leave you with the idea that wherever you are in your states of health or ill health, know that there are different options, different practitioners that can support people in helping you get your needs met of where you're at in your process of healing. And I'd like you to take an opportunity to look through Center for Conscious Kids on the website and look through the different levels and care of practitioners that are available. Because all of the practitioners, from Western medicine to energetic medicine and everything in between, that there are many, many highly conscious healthcare providers that really do care for your children, care for you, and care for your optimal health, to empower you and staying healthy all throughout your lifetime. I want to thank you for joining me today, and I'd like you to have a wonderful, healthy life, continuing to grow and explore ways where you can support yourself in your healing process. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for another amazing episode of Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. For more information on how to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families, visit our website at www.centerforconscious.com. That's www.centerforconscious.com. Join us again next week as we get a little bit more conscious and a little bit more centered, and we'll see you then. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.